Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Robert Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. Robert Wright is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on June 19, 2021. Pretty was stepping over boxes in a truck onto his heel and felt a pop in his left knee. Pretty states he landed on his hands but did not sustain direct trauma to the knee. Pretty did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation to a diagnosis of patellar tendon tear that was repaired surgically on 10-21-21. Pretty completed his course of active treatment in July of 2022. Pretty, new paragraph, per the record supplied, Mr. Wright was seen by Dr. Gupta, GEPTA, on 3-8-21, complaining of left knee pain. Pretty stated on 2-9-21, he went to step up on his truck and felt a sharp pop and pain in his left knee, causing him to fall. Pretty saw his primary care physician and then referred him to Dr. Gupta. Pretty had not had any interim treatment and denied prior injuries or surgeries to the left knee. Period. X-rays demonstrated patellofemoral compartment bone-on-bone contact with minimal medial compartment narrowing and osteophytes with no fractures. Pretty was diagnosed with left knee pain, status post-work injury. Pretty, an MRI was then ordered. Pretty, it was completed on 3-12-21 to be inserted here. Period, and put this in bold. You might be able to cut and paste that from the cover letter. Dr. Gupta reviewed these results with him on 3-18-21 and diagnosed unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the left knee and placed him in an orthotic hinged knee sleeve. Period. He continued to be seen and on 4-22-21 underwent a right and left knee, a right knee ultrasound. Period. A left knee ultrasound was done on 9-30-21. Period. Make that left knee ultrasound on 4-22-21. Period. He followed up with Dr. Gupta to review these results on 4-29-21. Period. He agreed with the report that based on locations of symptoms, this could be iliotibial band friction syndrome in addition to his other issues. Period. The MRI did not show structural problems anterolaterally other than the LCL sprain. Period. He recommended continued physical therapy and modified activities. Period. At the visit of 5-27-21, he related having no more than 3 episodes of snapping in a week, whereas in the past it was 15 times per week. Period. Additional therapy was advised. Period. In paragraph on 7-9-21, Dr. Bachman, B-A-C-H-M-A-N, performed an orthopedic evaluation. Period. It was his opinion there was pre-existing degenerative arthritis, which was aggravated at the time of his claim on 2-19-21. Period. Actually, that report is dated to 12-20-21. Period. He concluded then that total knee replacement surgery was causally related. Period. He would allocate 50% to the prior pre-existing degenerative arthritis and 50% due to the aggravation at work. Period. Big paragraph. And I've got it back up to... He was evaluated by Dr. Bachman on 7/9/21 period. They discussed treatment options including surgery period. He observed that Dr. Gupta was not an orthopedic surgeon period. He was re-examined by Dr. Bachman on 10/13/21 when the ultrasound report of the left knee was reviewed period. He also noted Dr. Pepe had diagnosed him with left knee popliteal impingement on 10/5/21 period. He wanted the opportunity to review the operative report by Dr. Pepe for further comments. Period. He was in favor of proceeding with surgery. Period. And then we have that 12/20/21 note already described. Paragraph on 10/21/21. Dr. Pepe performed arthroscopy of the left knee with debridement and removal of osteophytes, comma, lateral femoral condyle, and arthroscopic proximal popliteus release. The postoperative diagnosis was left knee popliteus impingement and lateral femoral condyle. Period. A repeat musculoskeletal ultrasound of the left knee was done on 9/30/21. Period. With extreme knee flexion, the popliteal tendon snaps over a lateral femoral condyle osteophyte and resulting in clicking. Period. Dr. Pepe followed his recovery through 1/24/22. Changed that to Dr. McAlpin on 1/24/22 to perform his second opinion evaluation for the left knee pain period. He noted the patient described a fairly benign maneuver of stepping over a box and feeling a sharp pain in the back of his knee, but this pain is secondary to his pre-existing arthritis process that is worsening due to the natural progression of the disease. For the period, the arthritis was noted to be end stage at grade 4 by arthroscopic confirmation. He had no impact fractures that would lead to grade 4 arthritis developing in his lateral joint where he isolates most of his pain to be emanating. Further snapping sensations can come from the grade 4 arthritic changes in the knee and patellofemoral joint. Restoring the patient back to his original baseline would be an appropriate attempt through conservative treatments, which include corticosteroid injection within the knee joint or viscosupplementation injections. Period. He had completed physical therapy and reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Dr. McAlpin did not feel that a total knee arthroplasty would be recommended due to the work-related injury, as it did not cause the grade 4 arthritis that his current symptoms are secondary to. Period. If the patient should reach no degree of improvement with it, knee joint injection of corticosteroid or viscosupplementation, he would have reached maximum medical improvement with the treatments that were secondary to the work-related injury. Period. He would then be recommended to follow up with his private family physician or orthopedic surgeon to undergo a knee replacement at his discretion to address the pre-existing arthritic changes. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed faint portal scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the left knee was from 0 to 120 degrees of flexion with crepitus and tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee was full from 0 to 130 degrees of flexion with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Left hamstring strength was 4+. And elicited tenderness at the lateral knee. Paired strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally without discomfort. Paired, he had mild tenderness about the left knee, medial and lateral joint lines. Climb of the inferior pole of the left patella. Period. There was none on the right. Paired knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral normal. Impressions. On 2/19/21, Robert Wright was stepping over a toolbox and felt a snapping sensation in the back of his left knee. Pretty presented to Dr. Gupta on 3/8/21. Paired x-rays quickly demonstrated severe arthritis. Paired was initiated on conservative care. Paired MRI was done on 3/18/21. Scratch that, on 3/12/21 to be inserted. Dr. Gupta then amended his diagnosis to unilateral primary osteoarthritis. Paired physical therapy and bracing were recommended. Paired. In paragraph, the petitioner underwent an ultrasound of the left knee on 4/29/21. Paired. There was no snapping was elicited despite multiple attempts by Dr. Lee. Paired. Dr. Gupta agreed that based upon his location of his symptoms, he could have iliotibial band friction syndrome. Paired. He then continued physical therapy and also was seen by Dr. Pepe beginning 9/14/21. Paired, he wanted a dynamic ultrasound. That was done on 9/30/21 to be inserted here. Paired. On 10/21/21, Dr. Pepe performed surgery on the left knee to be inserted here. Paired, he followed up postoperatively. Paired, he saw Dr. Nazarian on 12/6/21, who opined he was an appropriate candidate for consideration of total left knee replacement. Paired, however, Dr. Bachman on 7/9/21 and subsequently opined this was not causally related, except he also apportioned 50% to the injury and 50% to pre-existing conditions. Paired Dr. McAlpin, on the other hand, 8/8/22, deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Paired, he did not feel total knee arthroplasty was recommended due to the work injury, and that the grade 4 arthritic changes could not have developed in the mechanism described. Paired, in paragraph, the current exam found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the left knee with crepitus. Paired, crepitus was also present on the right knee, speaking to the natural degenerative process bilaterally. Paired, provocative maneuvers at the knees were normal. Paired, he ambulated with physiologic gait and could squat and rise fluidly. Paired, new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Paired, in my view, this is unrelated to the alleged event of 2/19/21. Period, end.